This is Primetime Sports, WGNS Murfreesboro, on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, streaming worldwide on WGNSSports.com, and always at the game. It's Primetime Sports, presented by Ideas Tees. Get an in-depth look at what's going on in local sports and a look ahead at the week to come. Let's get it started by joining the Primetime Sports team for the show here on News Radio WGNS.
All right, welcome in to Primetime Sports, Thursday night, 6 o'clock. So glad to be here. Rod's in the house, Danny's in the house, Jackson is running the board. We got lots of stuff to talk about. We got a person with some ill feelings. We'll talk about second break after we get hello, sir. How are you this morning, afternoon, evening?
I'm fantastic. It's a wonderful evening, been a lovely day. What a beautiful day, you know. Cool in the morning, sunshiny all day. Going to have a nice evening. If you want to do a little back porch sitting, great time for it.
Me? Well, I just woke up from my nap. My daughter had to come. Dad, get up.
Time to go. Boys, I'm tired. We had an after-school event today till 5 o'clock and didn't get her to kiss till 5:30. And I threw stuff in my notebook and ran over here, and here we are. So, Beckett and Kinsley, if y'all are listening, your mama turn the radio on, I'm tired. And I got to come back to school tomorrow. But it's good. It's good. Like you said, the cool weather, my coffee tastes better standing out there on the porch in the morning. It's great.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Our show tonight is brought to you, as always, by Ideas Tees. It is the place in Rufford County for school spirit wear, screen printing, and more embroidery, specialty items, and more. Plus, buy all your officially licensed MTSU Blue Raider merchandise for that first home game coming up this Saturday from Raider Tees. For Blue Raider Tees, polos, hats, and more, visit their showroom at 910 Ridgely Road. Just turn off Broad Street between Chewy's and Chili's. Ideas Tees can put your logo on just about anything. Stop in and see how they can help you promote your favorite team, workplace, or organization. More online at ideastees.com.
Since 1966, Vans Heating and Air has been a symbol of quality for Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Alton and Jason Fan are there to ensure quality to every customer, even showing up on site. Vans Heating and Air is located on Jayhawk Court near the county school board offices. They ask that you stop by or call 615-893-7930. That's 615-893-7930 for friendly, complete service on Amana, Bryant, or American Standard Heating and Air products. Fans will do it all. Sell you your choice of products and then install it with their factory-trained, experienced professional staff. In the unlikely event you need service, Fans will be there with trained technicians. Fans specializes in new homes, custom homes, or existing buildings. Give Fans Heating and Air a call today, 615-893-7930. 615-893-7930. Good luck to all of our schools and student athletes from Fans Heating and Air.
Hello, this is Coy Young at Las Casas Feed Supply. We'd like to welcome you to our door.
I'm Ian Young. I'm at Las Casas Feed Supply. I'm selling beef and pork. 100% Angus. Raised here in Las Casas. Come get you some.
Everyone's favorite cuts available, even options to purchase a quarter of a steer.
We got the beef.
Hello, everybody. Las Casas Feed Supply.
Family owned and operated, Las Casas Feed Supply on Barlow Lane, just off Highway 96 East.
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive offers complete tax preparation, financial, and bookkeeping services.
This is Brett Craig with Craig's Tax Service. From personal tax preparation to business bookkeeping, payroll, and taxes, at Craig's Tax Service, our staff is here to help.
Get help with your taxes. Call 890-2233 for an appointment.
As a former Seagull Star football player, I know the importance of the high school sports experience. Good luck to all county student athletes.
Craig's Tax Service, 890-2233.
Dr. Automotive is the cure for your car. Brothers Danny and Randy Brewer have been providing Rutherford County with ASC certified auto repair for nearly 20 years. You'll receive courteous and friendly customer service every time. Why? Because we grew up here and you are our neighbors. Foreign and domestic auto repair and maintenance on Hazelwood Drive in Smyrna, just off I-24. SmyrnaAutoRepair.com, 615-220-0971. Just ask for Danny.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day.
I've lived and worked as a lawyer in Middle Tennessee for over 30 years, and to me, every single day has been an honor. That's why our firm is so involved with community programs like bicycle helmet giveaways and our Safe Ride Home program. At the law offices of John Day, we're not just looking to make donations. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. And if you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too.
When Rutherford Countyans think of insurance professionals, they think Rayburn Insurance Agency at 200 South Lowry in Smyrna, meeting the needs of thousands of customers since 1973. You can trust Rayburn Insurance with all your needs, a place where customer service really matters. It's personal with Rayburn Insurance, as fans of local sports, as friends, and as insurance professionals. Check them out at rayburn.net or call 615-459-4145. Rayburn Insurance, for business, auto, home, and life insurance.
Primetime Sports presented by Ideas Tees on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSSports.com.
All right, we're back. We're going to talk a little baseball first. But before that, Danny, if you've got a friend and you ask for just a small little piece of help, don't you think your friend could help you out?
You'd think so. Depends on what kind of friend they are.
Well, I guess friend versus fan. I asked Rod last week. I said, Rod, could you just call somebody with the Cardinals? You're not going to make the playoffs. You've been in the playoffs a bunch over the years. Could you let my Reds sweep? And Rod said, we'll see.
Yeah.
And we saw what happened. 2 out of 3, Rod. That's not very friendly.
Yeah. I talked to him a little bit and said, really give it to them, boys.
Yeah.
Haven't been one of those that are messing up somebody and trying to make the playoffs. Someone else is always doing that, so it's fun to be somewhat.
The spoiler. I mean, at least you're still playing for something.
Right.
You know, and it means it still means something. It makes these 149, 50, 51, 52 games mean something for you, no matter what, if you're the spoiler.
But at least we're sharing it. We did the spoiled the Braves, beat them 2 out of 3, beat the Reds 2 out of 3, beat the Orioles 2 out of 3.
The Braves are in the playoffs. Nobody cares about the Braves anymore right now. They're in the playoffs. The problem
is... they weren't when we beat them.
It's my Reds need some help. We took 2 out of 3 from Detroit, but somebody needs to beat up on the Cubs a little bit for me if they just wouldn't mind. So about 2 weeks and a couple games left. Everything's kind of... again, set, as we've talked about the last couple of weeks, wild card. The Phillies and Cubs have it right now in the National League. Tampa Bay and Texas in the American League. That one's pretty close, though, in the American League with Seattle and Toronto. So somebody that's a real friend, if they would help me out in my Reds, I would greatly appreciate it. The other news about baseball, we talked last week, minor league park. So there was a meeting today, but before the meeting, a lot of people are getting behind Canonsburg, as expected. The person who is driving the ballpark said, hey, we don't want to mess up Canonsburg. We don't want to mess up Canonsburg. My question becomes, is there enough property down there to put a ballpark?
You know, I don't know. I would want to look at the plat and see. You know, I've got a good buddy of mine who's with the city of Murfreesboro, and he's a cartographer. So I need to call up my boy, Jerry Lee, and see what he says about this, as far as just the dimensions, you know, because you got to figure, not only do you need a ballpark, but you got to have parking also. That's an important part of it. And, you know, you don't want the guys having to park right behind the left field fence or even the right field fence, because, you know, nobody wants to do that because of broken windows and all that stuff. So, you know, you have to think about a lot of things besides just the dimensions of the field when you're talking about that kind of stuff.
Well, I mean, there's not a lot of property down there. I mean... I started looking last week at, we talked about the size of ballparks. So I looked up everyone in Tennessee. I went Chattanooga, Memphis, Jackson, the Smokies. They're all in the 6,000 to 7,000 range seats. The proposal here, the gentleman said, was about 4,500.
Yeah, which, I mean, I think that's good, because hopefully you could pack it every game, or most games you could pack it, especially on the weekends. And I think that'd be good, because, you know, there's nothing worse than a team having to come out there at home and you can hear the crickets chirping because there's not enough people in the seats,
Well, maybe state tournaments, stuff like that, could use that kind of facility.
Absolutely, yeah, because then you're not – then that's one of the things why they said they had moved the stuff from MTSU was because they didn't think that they could put enough butts in the seats, you know, and then they went to the smaller venues like the Tennessee Tech and now down in Chattanooga because it was a smaller stadium and they thought that that would be better. So, no, that absolutely could be the case as far as spring fling, you know, right. instead of playing at MTSU, which, I mean, MTSU, I don't know how many seats the MTSU, how many people that will seat, but it's not a lot. I mean, it's not a lot. I mean, it's a nice stadium, very nice stadium, but it's not a lot.
Yeah.
So 4,500 seats, about 51 games a year. A little quick math. You're talking about over the season, 250,000 people, if we're packed, coming into Murfreesboro, which is a good thing, right, Ron?
Right, it is. The more the merrier. It's cha-ching, cha-ching.
That's right. We want to take some of those dollar bills.
That's what this city has been doing and this county has been doing, you know, off of spring fling, our soccer complex. So we've really kind of invested in sports for youth and above.
The economic impact is one thing that absolutely you would want to think about. And I wonder how involved the Chamber of Commerce is in something like this, because obviously that's one of those things that creates is commerce.
Right. But the thing, too, though, you want to know, is this person who's coming in and proposing, are they really going to back it? You know, we had the big facilities are supposed to be out in the western part towards 840, and that was all. Apparently this guy had trouble before in other places, and that just turned to be nothing.
Well, Murfreesboro Mayor Shane McFarland told today that he pledged the city will not harm the historic Cannonsburg Village area, but they are looking to improve the Murfreesboro government recreation property and state structures that date to the area and time. I think, again, he's looking, just like the people want, a win-win for both areas.
Yes.
Be able to keep it looking good, but also bring in, I mean, I was excited last week just talking about it, thinking about going to a minor league game.
Yeah, I mean, minor league baseball can be fun because, you know, you see the future stars and all that kind of stuff. And you know, it helps you be more invested in whatever team they're affiliated with. And you would like to think that it would be regional as far as Braves, Reds, Cardinals, somebody like that would be who it would be. And so that helps you be more invested in them because you're like, well, hey, so-and-so got called up. Let's, you know, hey, let's watch the game or let's go to the game and let's see them. So I think it could only be a good thing as far as that's concerned.
Well, we could take our baseballs, have them all sign it, and somebody turns up to be a superstar, we'd already have that autograph.
You never know.
Absolutely. Elected officials did suggest that the staff with Murfreesboro pursue an economic impact study on building a ballpark. Estimated ballpark and team would cost $30 to $40 million to build. And, of course, you know, you're going to be bringing in some. They're also looking at starting other teams in the area. Clarksville, Tennessee is an area they're looking at as well. If you're a fan, average ticket prices run about $12. And so it's a family-friendly thing, but we know any kind of entertainment, it doesn't take long to add up.
Oh, cha-ching, cha-ching. It's just one of those deals where, which $12 is extremely reasonable when you think about something like that. But how much do the hot dogs cost? What about the beer? How about the Coca-Colas, the ice cream? Because, you know, that was one of the things about the Sounds game. When I was a kid and we went, was the cool thing was you could always get those team batting helmets with the ice cream in them. You know, so you could get all your different teams. And we had more of those than we needed at home. But still, that was one of the cool things. So all that stuff plays into it, and that's part of the fun.
Surprisingly, the estimated land area is about 4.5 acres. That they said they would need for the ballpark. And so, obviously, this will be continued discussions. People want to, again, keep Cannonsburg ballpark. What's it going to cost the city? What's it going to cost the taxpayers? All those questions weren't answered today, but are coming up. So,
well, here's a question that I have. So, who would own the ballpark? Would it be the city of Murfreesboro, or would it be the team? You know, I guess if the taxpayers are paying for it, it would be the city of Murfreesboro, right?
Yes.
Well, and that's,
I would think so.
You would think so. And that's where people get bent out of shape, whether it's us talking here in Murfreesboro or Nashville talking about the new Titan Stadium or anybody else. Who's paying for it? Who's getting the economic perks? Who's getting tax breaks? Who's not? Who's having to pay the taxes? So.
Right, because if you build it, they will come, and when I'm talking about they, like you said, Rod, high schools, you could have high school tournaments. You could have travel team tournaments. You could have all kinds of stuff at different points in time on this field, and then that could just continue to produce more commerce.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of producing commerce, you produced a little commerce because you gave me some, just a little, people, just a little commerce when you were at Kentucky Downs this past weekend.
We did. You know, I was wanting to get one of those IRS forms from the ticket window. Didn't quite work out that way. But, you know, the great thing about horse racing is low risk, high yield. That's the beauty of it all is, you know, the 10-cent superfecta on the Turf Cup, which was the final race of the day on Saturday, the 10-cent superfecta, if you box, it's $2.40 bet, paid $1,600. We were one horse off, fellas. Sorry about that. You know, it was one of those deals where, believe me, I wanted to be there. But, you know, like the late pick four that day paid $10,000. The late pick five paid $88,000 for the late pick five. So Kentucky Downs produces really, really nice payouts because of the unpredictability of the track, the large fields, because there's a lot of money in the races, the biggest per race purse payout of any track in the country. So that brings the horses, large fields. That means unpredictable results, big payouts. If you're guessing right, it's a place to make bank.
And talk about guessing. Me and Rod were just guessing. Rod, I went with a guy's name because it kind of sounds like one of my Reds that plays for the Reds, and you picked the name.
I thought it was Casper. But
yeah, Spooky Channel.
Spooky.
Yeah, Spooky Channel.
It was a ghost anyway.
And that is the beauty of this sport. And I met with a lady. She actually was from Mount Juliet. I met her up there to track. Her and her husband were there, and we were sitting there jaw-jacking all that stuff, found out they were from Mount Juliet. The beauty of it is, in a one-day setting, anybody can do as well as anyone else in this, because De La Cruz, that's why you pick Get Smoking. And De La Cruz, he hit for extra bases. Now, he got the horse out of the gate, which is what they wanted. He set the pace. Nobody could catch him. You know, mile and a half. He really ran a fantastic race. And the great thing about him is when he was challenged, and I talked to his trainer, Mark Cassie. I know Mark Cassie afterwards. And when he was challenged and they kind of got close to him, he ran that final quarter of a mile faster than he did those previous half mile, you know, in those quarter splits. He picked up the pace because he felt the pressure behind him, and so he kept on going. And, you know, like I said, that's the beauty of it is, on a one-day setting, anybody can do as well as anyone else. Now, I think over time, knowledge is power, like in anything, but in a one-day setting, hey, I like that horse because of his color. I like it because of his jockey's name. He reminds me of a baseball player. Or, hey, Spooky Channel, man, that's a cool name. Let's bet on him. You never know. You just never know. That's the beauty of it.
But I think Spooky got credit because he probably spooked him right onto the finish line.
Well, yeah, he may have, you know, but Spooky was a little bit off the pace, and he was closing right at the end, you know. He was running about third or fourth, and he passed Santine. He cut up the rail and passed Santine. Nice ride by Jimmy Graham, his jockey, because he cut him inside because there was nowhere to go outside because there was a wall of horses coming up, you know. But like I said, very exciting. We cashed tickets all day, just didn't cash the tickets we wanted to.
Just didn't cash the big tickets. All right, speaking of a big ticket that needs to be cashed, the Titans. We got a big ticket quarterback. A big ticket. I mean, his pay scale is at the top, but his play scale this past Sunday was not, Ryan.
No, very disappointing, really. I mean, he looked jittery. He forced balls. I know he had trouble early with pressure, but then when he didn't have pressure, he was running out of the pocket fairly quickly.
Well, I didn't see the game because they ran at Kentucky Downs, so I was focused on Kentucky Downs last Sunday. But from some of the Titans fans that I talked to, they felt like it was more offensive line than it was him. And I don't know, you guys, you tell me, do you think it was more offensive line is what contributed to him being, you know, I don't know if inadequate is the term, but it wasn't as accurate as he should have been. Do you think the offensive line play is what keyed that?
We're getting ready to take a break, and we'll talk about that when we come back. But here's my frustration level. I was watching. I got so aggravated, I started mowing the yard and listening. I got so aggravated mowing the yard and listening, I just turned it off. But we do have a kicker, Rod.
Yes, that is one thing we haven't had in years.
It's automatic Al.
It's straight down the middle.
Yeah, automatic Al, you know, Al Del Greco. Well, see, what you should have done was you should have turned it off and tuned into Kentucky Downs, because that's where you made money at. My friend was Kentucky Downs.
I should have. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Titans and what is and isn't fixable.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air.
Whether it's the blazing heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter, let the Ream Pro professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street keep your home or business comfortable year-round. We service all major brands and in most cases offer same-day service. Call us today at 615-890-1311. Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, your Ream Pro partner heating and cooling contractor on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Life changes, then it changes again. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure that you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard, or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. What are some of the advantages that Carpets by Osborne has?
Being a family business and being locally owned and operated, we do free estimates. We have our own subcontractors that work for our business. We will come out, look at your floor covering. Throughout the whole process, you deal with an individual. You're not passed off to different contractors. We handle it from start to finish.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad, next to Tire World.
Meet Little Caesar's Thin Crust Pizza, with toppings all the way to the edge and a crispy crust.
I love you, Cindy.
Sorry, but that commercial voice guy was right. I only love thin crust.
Ouch, Billy. Put on your fancy pants and sashay into Little Caesar's for the Fanceroni Pepperoni. With over 100 crispy old-world pepperoni and cheesy crust edge, you'll be saying fancy words like indubitably or crochet. Walk in and walk out for only $9.99.
Little Caesars in Murfreesboro on Memorial, Warrior Drive, South Rutherford, and Old Fort.
Pizza, pizza.
Parks Auction. We handle everything.
The auction is a means of drawing people together for a quick, easy sale.
I've always been a big fan of auctions. You know, you get instant sale, no contingencies and everything. I've known the guys over there my entire life.
Visit our website at parksauction.com to learn more.
Hi there, do I have a hi now?
Call Parks Auction at 896-4600. Stan Vaught and the Parks Auction team are proud supporters of local high school and MTSU sports.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance takes great pride in treating local athletes here in Rutherford County. Experts in joint, bones, and muscles. And with over 65 specialists, TOA has a playbook to get you back in the game. To request an appointment, visit TOA.com or call 855-NEED-TOA. Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, TOA. Live your best life.
Primetime Sports presented by Ideas Tees on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSSports.com.
All right, we're back. Dr. Automotive is here in the house, so we're going to pull the hood up on the Titans, take a look at what's underneath it, and see what's good and where Danny and Rod think we need to pull out a couple spark plugs and do a little replacing. Tannehill, 16 of 34, 198, not good. Three interceptions, not good. Offensive line, not good, because he was under duress because, like Danny said during the break, when you got 6'5", 350 coming at you, 250 coming at you, that's You got to get rid of that ball. Kevin Byard, a scoop and score. It was called back because the referees, but we'll throw that out the thing. Then you got supercharged Derrick Henry, who I thought was running the ball well, took a pass, was running well, and we quit hitting the gas with Henry, Rod. I don't understand.
Well, started out bad because we had a couple penalties. You know, with the first possession, because that's when a great play by Hooker. He stole the ball from the
Kickoff
returner. He fleeced it right out before he rolled out of bounds. Outstanding play. We should have been set at least, you know, we should have had a touchdown. We ended up with a field goal and got started off. Next thing you know, we were first and 20. I think two penalties right away. And so off the races. But I think you're going to have to force. It's almost like, you know, everybody complaining you're running Henry too much. And maybe they're trying to appease that, but, you know, they're trying to do a little bit more, but I think we overdid it. I think his
Tajay Sharp had more touches and time.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, Tajay's got some good possibilities. He had some nice runs. They're going to be a combination when they get things fit together.
Right.
I think part of it is you don't have your starters playing enough in preseason. You know, you have a new receiver in Hopkins. You got a new offensive coordinator, a total new line. And, you know, you don't even know the cadence of your quarterback in a pressure situation. I think that they have possibilities, though.
So what we're saying, Dr. Automotive, is the offensive line is not hitting on all cylinders. And then when we try to step on the gas, it wasn't there.
It's just sputtering and you're misfiring.
Sputtering and misfiring. And I'm not sure how to fix that. They got the Chargers coming in this Sunday, who's I think it's going to be a lot better team than the Saints that we played. Mm-hmm. Defense was fantastic.
Yes.
Overall, the defense was fantastic. Couple of mistakes, but you're going to give up a couple every game. Defense was fantastic. So
the timing of that last drive, though, which they maintained the ball, we didn't force them to punt back to
right.
us.
But
that,
I mean,
that part hurt. But, I mean, overall, I mean, a really good defensive performance.
But, I mean, Vrabel kept going to the well, which I didn't blame him. But, you know, the well runs dry. So, the defense, you know, gave up those few plays at the end, which was frustrating. Another team I thought played really well, though, we're going to the Blue Raiders. Blue Raiders should have beat Missouri, I think, Danny.
You know, I thought that they had a chance. I picked them in our picks because I felt like they had a chance because – a lot of times you have a lot market improvement from week one to week two. I think that they've got some good things happening over there. You know, it's just one of those cases where when you think about going on the road against an SEC team, you know, it can be very, very challenging for many, many reasons. Now, I'm not one for moral victories, and I don't think Coach Stock is either, but still you have to be proud to go on the road against an SEC team and give yourself a chance. You had a chance at the end. It's like me with that pick four ticket. You know, I feel proud. I didn't hit it, but I felt proud that I had a chance. And I think that's the way they're too. Now, are they satisfied with that? No. But you have to feel good going into this week about what happened last week.
Well, what I like best, and I watched that game after the ugly Tennessee game, which we'll get into in a minute, but I watched the Blue Raiders. They never quit. They played all the way to the end. A couple of things just go their way. I think we could have won that game. I'm like Coach Stockstill. Heck of a ball game. Proud of the team. I mean, that was good Blue Raider football.
Well, I like to have played the game without playing Alabama the week before. You know, let your body – I heard from a coach this week, you know, they're pretty beat up.
Well, that's the big challenge this week is coming – you're playing at home. Yes, you're playing Murray State. But you've played back-to-back games on the road against SEC competition. So, yes, they are beat up. And that's what separates MTSU from some of these other schools, the depth. They don't have the depth. So when these guys get hurt, they're probably going to be out there because if they can go, they're going to go. You know, their mentality is we are a blue-collar team, and we have something to prove every week. And that's mm-hmm. Going into the Murray State game, I don't think they're going to take Murray for granted because you can't. You can't take anyone for granted. And I think that they're going in there and talking with Coach Stock this week. You know, he's happy but not satisfied. And that's the whole thing is we have to be able to bandage it up enough to get through this week and be ready to play. And I think that they will be ready to play.
I'm sorry, Rod. Go ahead.
Two history points. We've always done well against Missouri. We played them three times now. We beat them once in a close game. We lost twice in very close games. I mean, this is a team that I think our team feels confident in playing. They're used to it. I forgot what the second point was.
Well, they've got to get better at the run game. Running game's really non-existent. That makes it tough for people. Mm-hmm. From third down, they were 9 of 18, 50%. You can't beat that. 10 different Blue Raiders caught a pass. That's quite impressive.
Yeah.
10 different Blue Raiders caught a pass.
You know, we've struggled in the last few years with the running game.
Metcalf, the sophomore wide receiver, redshirt sophomore, really impressive. I thought really going to be a go-to guy for the Blue Raiders. So, Blue Raider football, Saturday at home if you can get out. If you can't, it's on WGNS. We'll talk more about that as we get towards the end and look at the weekend in review. On to Vanderbilt. The Rod Bowl watch is still in effect, but Rod, we lost, but we thought we were going to lose to Wake Forest.
Yes, they're a team that's been performing well consistently. We saw it last year. They're just a solid team. I mean, they're not sexy as a team that will win, but they're always play well and solid. They got a good passing game, good defense. They're just a good combination all the way around.
Real good
and
team.
And especially playing there. You know,
right.
We struggled last year when they were at our place.
Vanderbilt did not help at all. Turnovers, penalties, had problems with snaps, special team errors. I don't care if you're playing middle school football, pro football, Titans, with your errors, you can't win.
When you turn the football over, it makes it really, really tough.
You know, but they do have some talented young receivers that they're adding to their group, and a couple of them are local, which is kind of nice.
It is. It's again, always nice to see those local kids. Other thing Vandy's got to do, they've got to find a run defense. They gave up 302 rushing yards to Wake Forest, and if they're running like that, that means the clock's running like that, and you can't have the football. All right, to my Vols. I picked up the ESPN on my TV, paid a little money for it.
I'm glad I saved my money.
Well,
so you don't have ESPN on your TV?
Well, Tennessee, since we was playing Austin Peay, was on ESPN Plus.
Okay.
I don't have the Plus.
Yeah.
So I paid the, I think it was $99. I'd like a refund, Coach Heupel. I'd like a refund on my $99 because
you did a lot better at the horse races.
I did much better. I lost money in the long run. No offense, but. Is it better to struggle against an opponent like Austin Peay before you head to Florida?
Without question. My theory is, you know, because what you want is you want Florida to get the big head. How many years did Tennessee go into the game thinking we're going to win, we're going to win, we're going to win, and Florida beats them, hurts their feelings? Okay, so I think that it was a humbling experience for Tennessee. I mean, you beat Virginia, a Power 5 conference team, pretty much like a drum. They handled them, you know, kind of like a red-headed stepchild. Then you come home, you know, because it was maybe a home game. It was like a home game in Nashville, but still, it's not Neyland Stadium. You come home, and Austin Peay, little old Austin Peay, that didn't even have a football program that played competitively just a few years back, and you just kind of scrape by and win. So hopefully it's a humbling experience. And so I think it's a good thing that you barely beat Austin Peay before you go down to the swamp.
Well, we hope so. And the hard part was, if you're a true Blue Raider fan, and you help me with that name, how do you say that former quarterback from the Blue Raiders?
DeLillo?
DeLillo. I don't remember how to say his name. I'm not good with that. I should be hooked on phonics. I know, teachers. But he's a governor's quarterback. Transferred to Austin Peay from MTSU, and him and their offense made Tennessee just look silly at times. Silly. Now, offensively, we shot ourselves in the foot. We couldn't catch. We couldn't throw. Thank goodness we can run. But I'm telling you, that coach from Austin Peay, Scotty Waldron, he threw everything that he could at the book as far as football at Tennessee.
Well, it's one of those games where if you're Austin Peay, you go in there with that kind of approach. We've got nothing to lose. Let's try some stuff. Roll the dice. Who knows? We may be a 50-1 shot, but we're getting out of the gate and we got a chance. So let's give ourselves a chance, and that's how they felt like they could give themselves a chance, is by pulling out all the stops.
Well, I think what it shows is they were too comfortable, and you don't want to be comfortable when you're playing an opponent. Now I think Heupel's going to have their attention. He's glad, he's not glad. But he knew this was probably coming, you know, or wasn't surprised. Well, if they had gone in and rolled them out over and still, you know, still felt really comfortable about themselves, they might have been in trouble in Florida. They're gonna be awake and aware this time.
The last thing you want to do is go into the swamp overconfident. The last thing you want to do.
Well, Tennessee is, I believe, last I heard, a 6.5-point favorite on the road, which is the biggest point spread in over 20 years for the Vols going into Florida, which is not a surprise based on the games, how they used to play. So going to be a real interesting game. That's another Saturday night game. You can pick your Blue Raiders. You can pick your Vols. You can watch Vandy. All of these are night games coming up this Saturday. Our boys from here in town, Mr. Herring, Mr. Carter, are going to see a lot of snaps down the swamp.
Yeah, I think that Herring has got like maybe 7 tackles. Carter's got 5 tackles. That's their season stats, you know. So I hope they do get a lot of snaps because I think that both of those kids can make a difference. I think they can be difference makers on defense. And the 6.5-point spread makes me think that you absolutely should take Tennessee. And here's why, because if you think about the mathematics of it all, you know, being a horse player, I enjoy speculation. When you think about the mathematics of it all, if you said Tennessee and Florida at Florida and Tennessee's a 6.5-point favorite, if you're just a common guy, you're going to say, well, hell, take Florida. You know, that's a no-brainer, take Florida. A lot of times when you see those games that look like that, you go the other way. So I think take Tennessee with giving up 6.5.
Good thing for Tennessee, Cooper Mays is supposed to be back for that offensive line. That'll shuffle a few people. Milton struggled. Part of it was just like Tannehill. Quarterbacks do not like pressure. They don't like people around their feet and their ankles, which I get. But if I throw you the ball and it hits you in the hand, you got to catch it. You've got to catch it. And Tennessee had a case early on, especially of just, I mean, just dropping it. It wasn't no, I was laid out diving for it. I was trying to catch it one hand. It hit me right square in the hands, in the chest, and they were dropping it. And you can't do that in big SEC games going on the road this Saturday. So we'll see. We'll see. I never like going to the swamp. Never like it.
It's always a tough place to play, but I think that if you're Tennessee, your game plan should be really simple. Run the doggone ball. You know, if we run the ball, like that's the SEC. That's how you win in the SEC, is by running football. And so I think if they can go down there and run the football, that takes pressure off of Milton. It eats the clock. It keeps Florida's offense on the sideline. That's what you want to do if you're the Big Orange. Run the doggone ball.
Well, the other question is, and I don't know, Rod, did you happen to watch any of that game?
No.
The question is,
he didn't pay the $99.
He didn't pay the $99. You should have come over, and you could have watched it with me.
And split the cost, maybe?
Yeah, split the cost. The question is, has Heupel been just straight vanilla these first 2 weeks? Even though we beat Virginia pretty good, have we been straight vanilla just waiting to get to Florida? And that's the question a lot of people are asking, because we haven't shown – a lot of the formations and a lot of the routes, people say, that we'll see on Saturday, which should be very interesting, which I would get.
No, totally. Absolutely. I mean, the Florida game is way more important than either of those first two. Way more important. So, yeah, why you're not going to show your cards.
As long as you catch the ball, though.
Yeah.
That's what everybody's worried about. You know, we're not catching the ball in our area. It's something we should be able to handle.
Yeah. I mean, it's easy as an armchair quarterback. I could have made that kick. I could have caught that ball. Or like that punter tried to tackle that kid the other day in that NFL game, I could have had a better tackle than that boy. All right, when we come back, we're going to take a quick look at what's going on in the high school ranks.
Quick, convenient, efficient. 3 words that we all hope to experience when we do business. Our goal at JHA Company is to bring just that to an industry that's traditionally dictated to the customer when it's time to do business. Whether you're purchasing class pictures in a yearbook, class jewelry, a letter jacket, school spirit wear, or senior graduation products, we strive to make the experience quick, convenient, and efficient. Find out more at jhacompany.com. JHA, your one source for an unparalleled scholastic experience.
Pizza. Murfreesboro's favorite pizza is now hiring at all 3 local locations. That's right. We want you to join the Sir Pizza team. Stop in at our East Main, Veterans Parkway, or Memorial Boulevard locations and let us know how you'd like to join the Sir Pizza family. Also, we've made it even easier to order for carryout or delivery. Just head on over to SirPizzaTN.com.
Sir Pizza, you made me love pizza again.
You've heard people say, you know your work by your name. But there's no better name for residential and business concrete work than Dan France Concrete. From basic slabs to decorative stamping, for your next concrete project, call Dan France Concrete, 615-642-5152.
This is Dan with Dan France Concrete, wishing all Rufford County student athletes a great season. Study hard, play harder, and be safe.
Trust me, Dan is committed to the community and will offer you a great product. He'll stand behind his work and make sure you're satisfied with every aspect of the work. Dan France Concrete.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air.
If your old unit needs a tune-up, the professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air service all major brands and even offer same-day service in most cases. Keep your home or business comfortable year-round. Call us today at 615-890-1311. Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, your Ream Pro partner heating and cooling contractor on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass. Online at PrenticeAllsup.com.
The Blue Raider Fan Source for officially licensed Middle Tennessee gear is Raider Tees. T-shirts, caps, sweats in all sizes, designs, colors, children's to plus sizes. Raider Tees has decals and license plates to show everyone your favorite team. Plus, check out their wide selection of Blue Raider art, jewelry, even golf tee markers. Show your Blue Raider pride with the largest selection of Blue Raider merchandise anywhere by shopping Raider Tees, 910 Ridgely Road, just before the bridge over Broad behind Chewy's.
Primetime Sports presented by Ideas Tees on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSSports.com.
All right, we're back talking high school football. Gentlemen, do you realize it's week five?
Time flies when you're having fun.
And there's 10 games played, right?
That's right. So this is mid-season report right here coming up through this Friday night. All right, last week, a couple things I want to note. The Seagull game, not as big of a win as I thought it was, but our man Mitchell Santel, of the 21 points, he was involved in all three of them. Over at Middle Tennessee Christian, his point-scoring rival, Eli Wilson, for the Cougars, 7 carries, 165 yards, 4 touchdowns in their 42-7 win there. Rod, y'all said last week, it's your game, y'all were at?
It was at Stewart's Creek, Rockville, Stewart's Creek.
And you saw a turnover fest.
Yes, 5 turnovers by Stewart's Creek that really shot them in the foot. But the big key, though, we're talking about stopping the running game, is Rockvale held Ote to 20-some-many yards, and Jordan only had 20-some yards. And that was like 8 carries each. That's 16 carries. So they shut that part down, and that was what allowed them, I think, to win the game.
Good win for Rockvale. Mm-hmm. I talked to Stewart's Creek coach after the game. He said, we just didn't deserve to win that game. Yeah. He goes, we were in it. We had a couple shots. He goes, but we didn't deserve to win that game the way we played it. So, again, not a region game, just a good local game.
It's one that Rockvale had to have. Going into the region games. They start with Riverdale tomorrow night, and they needed that to get their confidence, because to me, I was watching their offense. I mean, they looked kind of explosive beginning, except they kept making mistakes, kept having penalties and that's what's been killing them, has been turnovers. And I think towards the end, the offense was playing a lot looser. And I think get that over that, actually playing to win and not playing not to lose.
I think you're absolutely right. Talking with Coach Guthrie, they've got a pretty dang good quarterback too over at Rockvale. And he said exactly what you just said, Rod. He has been too tight. He's been too concerned with making mistakes and not just having fun and playing the game. Mm-hmm. And I think he had some fun in playing the game. And then the results showed that. So I think that Rockvale has some piece to the puzzle. Guthrie does a good job over there. He coaches to win. And I think that if those kids can get the message, then, that Rockvale-Riverdale game this week's going to be very interesting.
Yes.
Brendan Mayhew, speaking of the quarterback, Rockvale, 8-14, 158 and a touchdown. And, of course, the big thing that Coach Guthrie also talked about was Gardner helping out with that run game that we mentioned. You were at the Smyrna game. Smyrna still looking for that first victory. Huge, huge rival game coming up Friday night.
Smyrna-Laverne is one of those special things. It's lost a little bit of its luster because of the added schools, because Stewart's Creek is now in Smyrna. And you've got a lot of other schools where when it was Smyrna-Laverne, Oakland, Riverdale in this county, and that was it, the Smyrna-Laverne game was so much bigger. And I remember some of those great games. Unfortunately, if you're a Wolverine fan, there's only been one time when you've kind of put the mark in the left-hand column. But for Smyrna, there's been so many. And there's been a lot of great Laverne performances, too. They've just always been on the short end of the stick. But so many great games. I remember back in the 90s when my buddy Coach Shad was in his second season, and they're down 18-6 going in the fourth quarter, and Larry Daniels leads them. Larry Daniels, one of the greatest high school football players I've ever seen, leads them down the field. They score with no time on the clock to win 19-18, you know. And then there was the time a couple years back, I think it was 2018, Smyrna's down 28-6 going in the second half, and they come back and win 35-34 or something like that. Last Hail Mary, last play of the game, they win. Yeah. So, you know, like I said, there's been a lot of great games. You know, when Ashley Hunter hits Rashad House and makes him – Laverne's winning, hits him – makes him fumble, and Rashad House was a very good running back at Laverne, and Smyrna scoops it up, and they go down, score, and win. Just so many games that have been just nail biters and just crunch time stuff, and it's big games. And I think this week is especially important for Smyrna. I mean, it's important for Laverne too, because they want to get off the schneid against their rival, but Smyrna really needs to step up and be the Bulldogs that they're expected to be.
Doesn't matter the records. Great event.
Throw the records out the window. That's true. You know, in a lot of games when you hear that, oh, that's just an old cliche. In this one, it's not.
No, it's not. I was down close to Memphis in Germantown. Poor Riverdale. They had bus problems getting there. Kids late. I mean, it didn't even start good. Got there, and another bus had a problem. But they really needed Dr. Automotive down there. It had two buses getting down there. I think it took four to finally get there and get back. The game, Riverdale started out 17-0. I mean, we're sitting on the sidelines going, oh, my gosh, we are here and we are ready to play. Their quarterback threw a couple early passes. We picked one off and scored, picked another one off, went down and scored. Armand kicked like a 44-yard field goal. We're feeling good. And Germantown said, okay, we're going to line it up. We're going to run my quarterback. We're going to run my running back. And that's all they did the rest of the night. And those two boys could fly. And they would just keep going and keep going. And sure enough, they'd break it. And that's all they did.
Well, when you outspeed Riverdale, you got some speed.
And, I mean, people in the stands, the guy right beside me, quarterback or running back, quarterback or running back. That's all they're doing. That's all they did. But – you know, you just keep tapping on that thing, and eventually it's going to break. And that's what happened to Riverdale. They were in it again, a late fumble, wide receiver fumble, when they were going down to score at the end. So, but hey, Riverdale's battle tested. I mean, their first four games, they've played quality opponents. And now a Rockville team coming in with confidence. Again, another heck of a game coming up tomorrow night. At Riverdale, crowd should be fantastic. The kids have been talking about it all week, and I know they're excited. So, I mean, it's region, first region game. Somebody's going to get an upper leg on everybody else.
Battle of Highway 99, right?
Yeah, it's a family game because most of Rockville came from Riverdale. You know, you've got some from Eagleville. Got some from Blabbing, but the majority came from Riverdale.
Absolutely right. Yeah, that's what makes this game really, really special and very intriguing.
Other winners last week, Blackman got their first win. Eagleville did not struggle again on the road. Of course, we've already mentioned Milton City Christian. Page, the big win over Laverne. Oakland ran all over their game. DCA won, of course. Tough game there for that group. So the picks, that's why I never talk about me being in first, because every time I start talking about being in first, I get bit. I went 10-4. Danny went 9-5. John went 11-3. Brian and Rod went 12-2.
12-2.
So everything's all tight this week. And then I always pick first. And when I picked, and then y'all got y'all's picks in, all of y'all are the same. I'm the only one that went differences. So I'm either going to expand the lead, or I'm going to change places with somebody this week. So let's look at this week very quickly. Blackman got their first win. It's going to be hard, Rod, to get win number two because they're going to Oakland.
Yeah, I mean, much improved team. Their quarterback, we broadcast them when they played Stewart's Creek early in the year. He showed a good arm, good size kid, but just indecisive. But apparently he's becoming more sure of himself, had over 300 yards passing. But you got a tough team to play.
Yeah, and Oakland, I think, is very happy with their quarterback play. Coach Creasy's son is still out. But the other young man, of course, it's pretty easy when you're handing the ball off to those two running backs they got. That is the WGNS game. Rod will be there with Brian and John tomorrow night to talk about all the things leading up to the game before kickoff at 7 o'clock. Danny, you're going to be, I'm sure, at Smyrna.
Smyrna Laverne, yes, sir.
To see that game. I'll be over there at the Riverdale versus Rockville game giving updates. Other games in the area, we talked about Eagleville losing. They're 0-2 in the region. Huntland comes in. It's really a must-win. You go 0-3 in the region this early, they're pretty much done, right, Ron?
Yep. I'm not sure how many teams they have, but they're being really a problem now because Huntland's 0-3 regular season.
Let me ask you boys this. Who is the most famous football alumni from Huntland? Do y'all know?
I don't. I should.
I think it's Johnny Majors. Am I right about that?
Is Johnny from Huntland?
Did Johnny play football at Huntland?
I don't know.
That's bad when a Tennessee fan don't know that for sure.
I think Johnny Majors, Huntland. I think. Now, I may be wrong, but I think that's where Johnny Majors played high school football at.
Well, the Eagles need to beat Huntland, Johnny or not.
Don't matter.
Don't matter. Middle Tennessee Christian's hosting an 0-4 Webb school. That's going to get ugly. Eli may not get many touchdowns because he may not be playing long.
That's one you could book real quick if you're a betting man.
Yeah, you could book that one. Stewart's Creek is hosting, and it's hard to say this, an 0-4 Cane Ridge. That's just unbelievable to think Cane Ridge is 0-4. Stewart's Creek looking to get back on the winning column. Another good game, but you got to go on the road to see this one. Siegel at Hendersonville, 4-0 Siegel, going to 3-1 Hendersonville. Rod, can we go 5?
We can, or we could go 4-1. You know, this game is going to be up in the air. Hendersonville's got a real solid team, always have. Run the wing tee, similar to what Oakland runs. Don't have quite the talent Oakland has. So this is a good test before they get in more into their region games. They played Coffee County, as you mentioned. But this would be a good test to get them ready for the next game.
That's one of the games that I went against the group with. We all agreed on pretty much everything. I went with Hendersonville just because it's on the road. I think Siegel's going to see a little bit of, you know, when you go on the road, you're going to face some struggles and how they handle it. That's going to be a great game. Also, they're playing without their best, in my opinion, DB wide receiver in Grant.
Yes.
He's out because of two unsportsmanlike conduct penalties in last week's win. I think that's going to hurt them as well. So that's the look around the high school group. Looking at other things about picks, we all picked the Vols. We all picked the big Blue Raiders to win. We all picked Vanderbilt. Surprisingly, nobody went with UNLV. We all picked Vanderbilt to get, hopefully, them to 3 wins. I'm so mad at the Titans, I went Chargers.
You know, I don't know much about the Chargers, but they typically play well earlier in the year, you know. I think that the Titans are trying to find themselves. With all of the influx of new people, they're trying to find themselves and figure themselves out. But, you know, I'm a guy that, you know, as you boys know, I'm not real smart. So I say you just keep it simple. And I'd give it to doggone Derrick Henry as long as that Joker can walk, you know. And I would give it to him and make them stop him, because that is how they are going to be successful, is when Derrick Henry runs the football. That's when the Titans are successful. Am I right or wrong?
You are so right. And then, correct me, they did the give it to Henry flea flicker back to Tannehill, but he just totally missed that receiver. I mean,
yes.
Missed him.
Yeah, wide open.
Wide open. I mean, I'm armchairing. I could have made that throw. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But I think Tannehill, he's going to be sharper than that.
They'll probably,
it's a wake-up time.
It'll either be a real close Titan loss, or Titans will just blow the doors off of them. That's the way it'll be. It'll be a close Titan loss, or the Titans will come out hot as fire. So, it never fails. Brian Barrett is here to save the day. Majors is from Huntland. And the stadium is named after his brother, who coached at Huntland. See, look.
There you go. The major, they got some majors action going on down there in Huntland.
Got some majors actions going on in Huntland, and Brian Barrett is the major of all news keeps us straight.
Well, you know, the thing about it is he's got a little bit of advantage because I'm sure he's sitting in front of his computer, so you can just like, hey, Google,
check
right?
that out. Check that out. One other game I didn't mention in the county, Grundy County is coming to Providence Christian. That game's actually tonight. A friend of mine, daughter goes there, and they have homecoming, so good luck to them. They're playing at MTSU. They probably moved it up, I'm guessing, because of MTSU's home game on Saturday. So MTSU can get ready for their home game. So good luck to them. Grundy County, though, is a really, really good squad coming in at 3-0. All right, so we're running out of time in this last full segment. Again, Pigskin Picks, I'm still in first, but only by one game over John and Brian. Rod's right behind me at two games. Danny's still going on his limbs, but that's the way Danny likes to roll. He likes to roll his money on some limbs and see what happens.
Well, you know, if you want to cash a big ticket, you got to take some chances.
All right, we got to cash some tickets by getting a few commercials in. When we come back, we'll finish up and look at the weekend ahead.
Head over to J. Mullins Jewelry to check out their selection of rings, watches, custom-designed jewelry, and much more. They're a local business located at 352 West Northville Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro. They have gifts for all occasions, weddings, graduations, anniversaries, whatever you need, you can find it at J. Mullins Jewelry. That's at 352 West Northville Boulevard or online at MullinsJewelry.com.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, training for eternity.
People love to see us on the schedule when they have a home game because our fans show up.
MTCS President Matt Tiller.
The way we travel is just phenomenal. Our parents and our community are fully engaged in our school. When we compete, we're trying to do it in a way that honors God. We want to win. We also want to do it in a way that pleases Him.
Providing Christian values and academic excellence in a nurturing environment. That's Middle Tennessee Christian School. Invest in the future of your child. Find out more at mtcscougars.org.
Your ride, your stuff. You live with them together. I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris. It's smart to protect them together to help life go right. Give me a call at 615-893-1417. And let me help you save by combining your auto and renters.
It's not just a home or a car. I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton. We see your home and car as the time and memories you put into them. Give me a call at 615-895-2700 and let me help you give them the protection they deserve.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
An app for easy payment.
Solar energy solutions.
I just want to talk to a real person when I need help.
Energy tips and low rates.
Done, 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 done.
I want to fly my car to the moon.
Houston, let's talk about electric vehicles. Energy service life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at mte.com.
We're catching up with Anne-Marie Brents at Rick's Barbecue, 212 Warrior Drive, another one of our great local businesses.
Yeah, it's a big family business. Knowing that my grandparents started it, to see it evolve and what it is now, it's just been really cool, and I love it. It's just something I'm very passionate about, and customers have been great to us as well.
Whether it's a quick meal, feeding the whole family, or catering, Rick's Barbecue can handle it all.
It's really something I'm really passionate about, very blessed and thankful for.
Rick's Barbecue, 212 Warrior Drive.
Primetime Sports presented by Ideas Tees on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSSports.com.
All right, all you WGNS fans, I hate to tell you, the Braves are off, so there's no Braves tonight. Sorry, Randy, no Braves tonight. All right, tomorrow night, you might catch a little bit of Braves. They play at Miami over the weekend. Murphy's matchups at 6:30, followed by John, Rod, and Brian as they get ready for Blackman versus Oakland. Again, Danny will be at Smyrna LaVerne's giving updates. I'll be at Rockville and Riverdale giving updates. Then you've got MTSU football coming up. You've got kickoff time at 6 for that game against Murray State if you're listening and not going. And then, of course, you got Braves baseball some this weekend again at Miami. And then the Rick Stockstill show comes on Monday at 7 o'clock as he reviews the Murray State game. And if you'd like to hear your favorite high school coach or coaches, tune in Saturday morning starting at 8 all the way to 10:15 as we run through game 5 again, gentlemen, game 5. So it's starting to get pretty serious because you start getting region, you're going to start seeing who's where and who's not. And that Rockville-Riverdale game, again, just like Smyrna-Laverne, early big region games.
Early big region games. You know, also on another note, they're kicking off the road to the 150th Kentucky Oaks and Kentucky Derby at Churchill Downs with the Iroquois and the Pocahontas Stakes there. So do like my boy Clark did, back a horse and get paid.
All right. Hey, you might have to bring a sweatshirt tomorrow night, actually, to the football games, which would be quite different, but it's a good thing. So speaking of good things, thanks for joining us tonight. We'll see you back next Thursday night.